Joe's Journey, we are up to week number 12. Honestly, I keep on almost losing track of where we're at. Last week when I weighed in, I was 376.8 pounds, and that's pretty cool. This week, stepped on the scale today, and I weighed in at 374.4. So I'm down 2.4 pounds this week, so a little whoop whoop in this woo-hoo, mother. Woo-hoo. Now, the cool thing is, I just, because I'm all like all about the numbers, that's 30 pounds, 3-0. I'm down since June 20th, so I have to step back and say, wow, that's not bad, because I really, and Alex is talking to me off air, she's like, well, how much do you want to lose per week? I'm like, well, I'd like to lose 10 pounds, but that's not realistic. I didn't put on 10 pounds in a week in
my life.
So
like 5 would be realistic?
I mean, 5 would be crazy. Realistic is what I'm doing. Probably 2 to 4 pounds is what I'm going to do.
Well, that's good.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to kill myself working out, but I usually walk at least 3 to 4 times a week for an hour with my dogs. And I haven't been lifting weights the past week. I've just been so busy. My schedule's been screwy. I got to get back on track.
Well, then if you lost a little over 2 pounds, then you hit your goal. So congratulations.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that. If you want to follow my journey, you can do that online. Go to RadioNowIndy.com, and there's a Joe's Journeys blog. You can follow me on MyFitnessPal, which I encourage you. It's a great free app. It can track your exercise and your food, everything like that. And you can find me on all my social media on there too. It's Joe Pesh Radio. I'm thinking about it, which I shouldn't even say it unless I'm going to do it, but I'm thinking if enough people are interested, I'm going to do a video series, a vlog, Joe's Journey on video.
But, like YouTube or what?
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel and the link's all on the thing. But here's my thing. I don't know. I see girls always do it. I feel awkward. I'm going to have to start asking either you or Liv or people, other people, Alex, like at the gym to film me.
Yeah, you are. You're going to have to ask people.
Can you come to can you come film me?
Somebody else will do it that's right there next to you. They won't mind.
I just feel like it's kind of awkward. I don't know. Liv the Web Girl, could you, like, I can give you like $5 or something like that, or pay for your lunch. I need you to start filming me 3 times a week at the gym, like doing my exercises.
I mean, you're paying me, so maybe. But also, if you get a trainer, they would love to do it. That's what the Kardashians do.
Oh, well, duh. Why didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. You need a trainer. I don't know why you are not willing to sacrifice a tiny bit a week in your budget to pay for that. Or I'm sure that we have had listeners reach out that say they'd love to work with you.
Nobody's reached out.
Well,
nobody. See, I think secretly everybody likes like fat Joe. Nobody wants skinny Joe.
Maybe secretly they don't know that you're motivated enough that they'd want you to be a client.
I don't know, I'm a little bit fluffy. Oh, it's fluffy.
Because I think that would be very helpful to you. And I think you would lose a lot more than 2 pounds a week if you had a personal trainer. I don't understand why this hasn't been seriously considered yet. I still don't get it.
Are you scared to get a personal trainer?
No, I've had personal trainers before.
Because, you know, they're kind of mean.
Hard work. Yeah. And they're mean.
Not all of them. The one Alex wants to hook me up with, the 80-year-old lady, yeah, she sounds kind of mean, but other than that, they all seem like decent people.
Miss Terry is a boss.
Yeah.
I'm really proud that you've lost 2 pounds this week, Joe.
Thank you.
And that you've continuously like lost. I have a question, though. Have you like stopped posting some of your food on Instagram because me and Alex have like
roasted
come at
you?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I told Alex this the other day, like, I need support from people. Like, I'm the kind of person that I like when somebody says, hey, good job. Like, that's my love language.
Okay, but don't you understand that we are supporting you by holding you accountable as well as saying good job?
But you don't, yes, but you don't fully understand, like, the diet I'm on, because sometimes the things that I would eat, you'd be like, oh my God. Because if I saw somebody like Liz, like, Joe, I'm on a diet, I ate a bacon cheeseburger, I'm like, okay, that's not healthy, but it'll work in that particular situation.
Right.
And the reason I posted that photo at the McDonald's on Broad Ripple is because that's my second home, because those 3 guys listened to the show.
Right, but you were, okay, yeah.
What?
I mean, you're right. I don't understand the diet.
No, it's a weird diet. I honestly don't fully understand it either. But you know, the one thing I'm getting a lot of DMs from people like, oh my God, your diet's going to kill you.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. Yeah, every day something's going to kill you. You're going to hear tomorrow that chicken nuggets will kill you. Then
a week from now,
you'll be like, if you want to live to 100, eat chicken nuggets every day.
Oh, no.
Justin on the Southwest side. What's up, my man?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you? What did you want to say?
I will film you for free.
Whoa!
While you're at the gym.
Look at that.
And help you get back on track to lose the weight.
That is so nice.
Justin, I need that because I don't know. Like I have people message me, all like DM me, and they're like, hey, man, thanks for sharing your journey. But there's so much pressure on me right now that I self-imposed that I feel like if I...
Isn't the pressure good? Isn't that going to help motivate you?
It is, but I honestly hope I'm just motivating one person to try, not even anything drastic, but like, hey, I'm going to try to eat healthier. I'm going to go for a walk today. That's the whole goal of sharing Joe's journey. Otherwise, I could do this on my own. I don't have to talk about everything on the radio. But Justin, are you good at getting those angles? Because I have to I want to look somewhat not fat when I'm working out, but I also want to show off like my biceps and my calves are really defined. That's about it.
Sure.
All right, I think
that doesn't sound very convincing.
I think I just lost Justin on this one. Okay, yeah. No. All right, man.
Your glutes. Can you zoom up on the glutes?
Good, Justin. Are you on Instagram, bud?
No, I am not. I am on Twitter, though.
Okay. Send either a DM to at Joe and Alex Show or mine's Joe Pesh Radio. You can find it all at Joe and Alex Show. Hit me up, okay? Let's connect.
Not a problem.
All right, man. Thank you for the support. Appreciate it. All right. That's Joe's journey, week number 12.